Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Are you team Make Her Clean or That's Mean? Situation with Anisha's friend.
Yeah, this is my friend Vanessa. Now, she knows that we're putting this out there on the air because we need your genuine thoughts. We got into an argument. So my friend Vanessa has a sister who's out of work. I know that this is a pretty common thing that's been happening, unfortunately, in the pandemic. And so Vanessa's sister came to her and was asking for some money, just for some help, because times have been rough for her. My friend Vanessa was like, girl, if you want to get some of my money, you're going to need to work for it. So Vanessa was asking, if you want my money, sis, you can clean my house and I'll give you some money. So now I'm wondering, are you team clean or team that's mean?
I could see both sides depending how her sister is. Shall we discuss up next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I want to hear from Gina and Carla because I could see both ways on this. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to call or drop a comment at The Morning Mess on IG. Make your sister clean or that's mean. Let us know. We're talking about it up next. Morning Mess. In the meantime, you got Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
Deciding which team we're going to be on, Make Her Clean or That's Mean. Anish, your friend is asking the question, and are we going to reach out to your friend and share these results after 7 o'clock?
Absolutely. She's the one that asked to put this out on the show, so she's going to get the answer whether she likes it or not. So this is my friend Vanessa, who has a sister. Her sister's not doing that well right now, unfortunately lost her job because of the pandemic. So Vanessa, my friend, was approached by her sister asking for some money because she was just like, you know, things aren't doing so great right now. Can you help me out? My friend Vanessa was like, I'll absolutely give you the money if you work for it by cleaning my house. I was appalled by this, so that's why I'm asking. Are you team Make Her Clean or team That's Mean?
Gina, what do you think?
I'm team Make Her Clean on this one, actually. Yeah, I just feel like if you're the person receiving the money, then you kind of get it with a clean conscience, knowing that you worked for it. Maybe it's just a me thing, but I do have a hard time accepting handouts like that, so I would feel uncomfortable. If I approached my sister, I probably would be with the question of, is there work I can do for you to make my money? Whether it's my sister, even my parents, I would expect to have something done in return. I wouldn't just want money given to me.
So you want this because it benefits the sister asking for the money?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of the person who's in need. If I'm in need, I'm going to feel better about what I get if I'm working for it.
Carla, you disagree?
I do. I really disagree. So here's the thing. My mom actually cleans houses for a living. This is how she makes her money. It's how she put food on the table the entire time I was growing up. And I think it's a very honorable and perfect way to make money. Here's the thing. And she would take me and my sister to clean houses with her. So obviously, like, we know what we're doing. If my sister needed money and she were to tell me that she needed money, I would never be like, okay, work for it, come clean my house. And I feel like she would be offended if I asked her that, and vice versa. I would just give her the money because she's my sister and I love her.
Right. I can see both of your sides. I see what Gina's talked about. If the sister who wanted the money said, oh, I'll totally do that, I'll totally work for it. But I see your side that you could never ask your sister or tell your sister, yeah, I'll give you money if you clean my house.
Ugh. Dude, I put myself in her shoes. Like, if I was the one asking her for money and she were to tell me to come clean her house, I'd be like,
ew, like,
what?
Who are you? Like, that would be so weird to me. I don't know. And then just the feeling of, like, if this was my sister, for example, like, my sister, like, working for me? Like, what? No. We're on the same level here. We're family.
I have two siblings. I feel like I would tell one of them, yeah, you can have some money if you clean my house. But the other one, I'll be like, oh, how much you need?
Oh, my God.
I feel like there's a difference of which sibling it is.
For sure, huh?
We need your opinions. What do you do in this situation? Are you team make her clean or that's mean? Because, Anish, you're going to be calling your friend Vanessa, right?
That is correct.
And sharing the results.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're taking your calls and drop some comments at The Morning Mess on IG. Interested in what you think about this situation. One more time. 833-730-6377. It's The Morning Mess. All right, Tuesday morning, Morning Mess here in your home for staycation setups. Man, we got a doozy coming up in minutes. We're going to be talking to Sabrina. Thinks her man Chris is cheating after she went for her annual checkup, and it looks like he might have gave her an STI.
Oh.
So, lots happening in a few minutes there. Make her clean or that's mean?
that is very mean.
All right, Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
Are you team make her clean or that's mean? Anish's friend, is it Vanessa?
Vanessa, yes.
She has a sister that asked her for some money. It's tough times on these streets nowadays. But Vanessa told her sister, yeah, I'll give you some money if you clean my house.
Girl.
I know. Huh?
She did all of that. And then when we were talking about it, I told my friend Vanessa that's mean. We got into an argument, and basically Vanessa said, fine, ask the morning messengers, see what they think. Depending on what the answer is, I will either keep what I'm doing and make her clean my house, or I'll admit that it's mean and I'll just give her the money.
Anish and Carla on the same page here that they feel like it's mean. Gina, on the other hand, you think it's fair.
I think it's fair. Yeah, I don't think I'd be offended whatsoever. If I were in a situation where I needed money and I go to one of my sisters and I say, hey, can you give me money? They're not rich. They're not made of money. If I can provide a service for them that they were already paying for and then they put that money in my pocket, I see no harm.
Is it different? I think I know the answer to this. If you're the sister and you're like, hey, I need some money. It's hard times. Is there anything that I can do for you to earn this money? Rather than just saying, hey, I need some money. Can I have some? Can I borrow some?
I mean, yeah, maybe. But I don't know. It's just, to me, it's very simple that your actual family, you're all on an equal playing field. So, like, if someone in my immediate family needs help, I'm just going to help them. I'm not going to say, well, it's going to cost you.
Right. So, second cousins don't get no love.
No.
Gotcha.
It's kind of that, like, hierarchy. Like, you wouldn't want to work for your parents type of thing. Like, you don't want to make anyone in your family work for you. You don't do business with family. You just help family.
Gotcha. All right. What would you do? And what do you think about that situation? Are you team make her clean or that's me? We got Rachel on the line. Rachel, what are your thoughts on this, hon?
I say work for your money, team clean.
Okay, see, I'm with you on that too, especially being someone who would receive the money. I think I'd feel better about it if I worked for it. Like, it's actually mine. You know, I'm not borrowing it or a charity case.
Exactly. You don't got to pay it back. You worked for it. So that won't be on your shoulders. Like, oh man, I got to make my money plus extra money to pay back who I borrowed from.
Oh, that's a good point, though. You work for it, so you can't really ask for it back. Like, no, I work for this. Like, if you gave the money and they received it, it's almost like a loan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I totally get that because, I mean, you don't want to have to pay anything back. And if you're giving someone money, then you're in the position to help them. But because of that, I wouldn't want to have to clean, like, my sister's house for her to give me money. Like, you're my sister.
Exactly.
You're supposed to help me when I'm down and out, especially because my mom actually cleans houses for a living. And I feel like if she ever needed money, I wouldn't ever tell her, hey, just come clean my house and I'll hook you up. Like, nah, what?
That's your mom, though. It's different.
Yeah.
Like, your sister, I mean, if I have extra money and I don't need it, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, here you go, sis. You could just have it. But if times now are tight, I'd be like, you can come clean my house and I'll pay you for it.
Oh, my God.
It sounds weird when you said that out loud. See, usually I have a straight opinion. On this, I could see both sides. Like, your mom is different than your sister or your brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but to me, I just feel like it's just so cut and dry. Like, I was so appalled when Vanessa said that to me. I was like, girl, are you kidding? That's your sister. Like, help her out. It's family. Like, to what Carla was saying, like, I would just help out my family no matter what. And I wouldn't ask any questions. Just be like, girl, here's some money. This is what I have that's extra. Take it. And let's not talk about this again.
But is the sister trying to look for a job?
I mean, I don't know about all of that. But I know it's tough out here right now in a panoramic.
Okay, but there's still places hiring. I work where I work, and there's people going through temp services working here.
Right, right.
So, I mean, there's always options. Don't be embarrassed to go work at Circle K because it's a pandemic. Like, if you want money, you're going to go do whatever you have to do to get that money.
That's
super
a really good point.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if you're working at a local store or, you know, cleaning your sister or brother's house for extra money. You got to do what you got to do.
Exactly.
All right, so she's definitely team make it clean or make them clean or make it clap or
what?
Make it nasty.
Team clean. Where did you go with
that? You
can
make it clap while you clean, whatever.
There you go.
Now your sister, what is wrong with y'all? Okay, Rachel, thank you so much.
All right, love you guys.
Love you more.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Morning Mess discussing Anisha's friend Vanessa. Her sister asked her for some money. You know, she was kind of down and out. But Vanessa told her sister, yeah, you can have some money if you clean my house. Mm. Now, Anish and Carla found it very disrespectful. Gina understands the sister.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like if somebody wants money and you're not in the position to just give money away, like she probably pays to have her house cleaned regularly. Why not ask that question and then give her the money instead?
Right. So we asked you, are you team make her clean or that's mean? Do we got some results, Carla?
We do. We asked you at the Morning Mess. Again, if you were make her clean or that's mean. And 68% of you said... That's kind of mean.
Okay.
And like, I don't know. I guess it does depend on who your sister is and how you guys get along and whatnot. Like, there are so many more things to this situation that we don't know. And I think, Gina, you brought up some wonderful points. I think it's just at the end of the day, I wouldn't.
Right.
It's mean, and now I get to break it to Vanessa. Let's call her up.
Let's call your friend up and let her know the results, because she's waiting on these, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is she on the line, or we have to call her?
I think our producer, Rico, said she's on hold, right? That's what I see right there.
Vanessa, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Vanessa. So, just like we had talked about when we were texting before, I asked the Morning Messengers about that situation with your sister. We posed it as a question, clean or mean, and clean meaning it was good for you to tell your sister to clean the house for her to get the money. Mean meaning that, well, you're mean, and... Honestly, girl, the majority of our messengers said that you're just being mean by making your sister work for the money that she's just asking for.
Why? She has to learn. You know, like, I worked my way up. I, like, worked for my money. I'm not just going to give her handouts and then she thinks that she can just, like, get whatever she wants in life. She has to work for it.
But,
so she has to clean my toilet.
Okay, but to be clear, this is, like, the first time that she's really asked you for this, right?
Yeah, but it's, like, a lot of money. You don't just, like, ask people for that and expect them to give it to you. You have to do something, you know? You have to, like, show that you have good work ethic. I've done that. She should do it.
Oh, my God. I'm just trying to tell you that, like, when it comes to family, we're just all in agreement that it should be a little bit different. You're just trying to support your sister. This is a one-time situation. Can we all agree that 2020 was terrible?
Yes.
Yes.
It was awful. It hit your sister pretty bad, so just help her out. It's a one-time thing. I get it if it happens again, but just give her the money.
Yeah, but she'll never learn then. It doesn't matter. Like, life is hard all the time. She has to learn that you don't just get things for free. You have to work for it. And, like, I'm a role model. I did that, so she should do it.
Girl, I'm just going to be really honest with you because this is frustrating. We've only talked about this today, but this has been a long, drawn-out conversation for a couple days. You keep talking about how hard you work. Let's just keep it real, Vanessa. You married into your money?
Oh, Anish.
Am I right or am I right?
I mean, yes, I married someone who has a lot of money, but that doesn't mean that I don't work too.
Girl, you are an up-and-coming Instagram influencer. You are not doing anything outside of that. Your man is an engineer, and that's great. That's fantastic. But you have an opportunity to help your sister out. Help your sister out.
Fine, but she should find a man or learn how to work for
it. Find a man!
She's like, I worked hard to get this one.
You better find a mop and help your sister out.
Okay! All I'm trying to say is I'm just trying to be a good friend and give you the truth. This is what you asked of me to do. This is what we all have to say to you. Just help your sister out this one time. Can we just agree to that, please?
Fine. I can't believe you just told everyone that.
Well, I can't believe you're being such a brat about this, but I hope that your sister is good. Honey, you know that I love you, and I know that we talk like this to each other because we care. I'm just trying to make sure that you're a good person at the end of the day, okay?
Fine.
Right. She's like, I'm blocking you right now.
Okay.
Up and coming, I'm already in it.
All right, with that said, can we do the staycation setup? I've been patiently holding on this one.
Sure.
Okay, so up next, we got the staycation setup. We're going to talk to Sabrina. She thinks her man Chris is cheating after she went for an annual checkup and found out he might have gave her an STI.
Ooh, yikes.
Oh, all right, we're going to find out a lot about Sabrina in her Netherlands. It's all up next. Staycation setup time.
The Morning Mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.